favorite podcast in the world.
Full coverage. What is up, you guys? I just Laura, I know that cracked it.
It's okay. My claw.
Are you okay?
I'm not crying.
Are you okay? I swear to God.
It's jammed up. It'll warm out. There was an injury on set.
Oh no.
I'm good.
My concealer's greasy. Anyways, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Full Coverage. We have a special guest today.
We're so excited, guys.
Katie!
I'm so excited to be here. I love the pod.
Thank you. Do you know what I remember? I remember when we were at Desi's party and Katie and John, you're like, we listen to the podcast. And it was like the cutest little thing ever. I was just like, you guys do and you love it. I'm a words of affirmation kind of person. So whenever people tell me that, I'm like,
Manny's words of affirmation. Oh, your words of affirmation.
Yeah, it's my like number one.
What do you give?
Words of affirmation.
Oh. He does.
I do.
I do not. I do not.
Let me tell Laura, don't forget, I love you. And Laura's like, great.
I'm like, you have to stop telling me.
You have to stop telling me you love me, Manny.
What
That's
did he say
mean.
About talking about these kinds of things? I don't want to do that.
That's me.
That's
girl. Me.
It's so true.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Wait, what's yours?
I think giving, for sure.
Like gifts?
Giving,
Yeah.
And you're like, a shopaholic. This is good to know.
It's good.
Listen, I'm this a shopaholic, I'm a workaholic, and a giver.
I like that.
All flows together. Mm-hmm. It all works for me.
What's yours?
Like, what do I...
Yeah, give and receive. Like, what's your...
I like to receive quality time.
Okay.
That's nice.
I don't like to get gifts. Like, actually, like, getting gifts makes me, like, physically ill.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Or if you tell me, like, wow, you look so beautiful. Oh. Like, I start to get real
deflect,
weird.
Deflect. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Get it away.
Any
so
of that. Her.
So when I told you how cute you looked, you wanted to jump out.
She wanted to jump out. Yeah. Yep. That's literally Laura.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I like to get quality time. What do I like to give?
Fuck.
I think
you're
I
like,
give,
Manny,
no,
that
I
wasn't in the brief.
I wasn't debriefed on that. That's not written on the board.
Online.
No, am I yelling, by the way? Because I tend to yell really loud.
No. Okay. I think we're good. Yeah, we're good.
I peak sometimes.
Really?
I'm like, I sound like the Charlie Brown thing, you know?
Oh, yes. The mother.
Yeah. No, I think I like to give quality time also.
That's special. I like that.
That's like your thing.
Yeah.
Quality time. Yeah.
I think I'm a quality time kind of girl.
I like that.
I really like that. I think that's special. Okay. Let's do peek and pit of the week.
We have to start off with peek and pit. This is our favorite thing.
We always force Manny to start. I feel
why
like.
Me?
We do. Like you're.
You know what? Actually, you know what's funny? I actually wrote it down this time. I'm not kidding you. I went throughout the week and I was like, "What's gonna be my peek and my pit?"
I don't know what I'm gonna say.
To God, no, we can. So, but mine were so basic and chill. My peak was I got a dermatologist.
Wait, excuse me, what'd you say?
My peak is that I actually got a dermatologist.
Like you found one?
I found one.
That's hard to find.
Like it's hard to find. That's really,
I need one actually. So if you like them.
No, I visited her one time so far and I met her and I really, really enjoyed her, but I went in because I was like wondering about my vitiligo.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's like, because I heard about this like new treatment that's like this cream that you can like put on it and people have had like really good results like getting pigment back.
Wow.
So I was like, I brought it to her. I was like, hey, like, have you heard about this like potential treatment? She's like, yeah, I actually have heard of it. So she subscribed it to me. And I was like, can you check this mole on my back too?
Yeah.
And then so it was good. And it was everything That's was good. Amazing. She's amazing. And then my that is pit.
Good, was it peak?
That was my peak. That was like, I'm like, oh, that was
peak
good.
Peak in a pit.
Yeah, That's peak cute. In a pit. So like a good and a bad.
That's what, you know, we do that at photo shoots, but we say rose and a thorn.
Oh yeah, it's I've like heard that.
Yeah, we're like at the end of our photo shoots, you're like, okay, what was your rose and your thorn?
Wait, that's so special. Cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm usually really the thorn. Cute. It's me.
You're like, thorn Katie, me.
I'm like,
thorn.
I know it was me. You guys can say it. It's fine.
Yeah, right.
I know
yeah,
I was a right. fucking nutcase today.
Do you want to know the gag? Is that my pit is planning a photo shoot. That's literally, I'm not kidding you. No. Look at it. Run down, plan shoot. It's pit.
Let me see.
Plan shoot.
Wow. Isn't that the worst?
Because I have one at like on the 24th. I have a photo shoot.
Wait, what's like your least favorite thing about it? Like,
the whole process, the actually. Whole, everything. Every piece yeah. of it. The part that I think that stresses me the most is trying to get everyone together for like on mm-hmm. one day.
Coordinating.
Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's truly a nightmare. Like to have a photographer, hair, makeup. Let's say if we have a set design person, which we will have this time, like that's Oof. Another person, photographer, videographer, like everything
comes together in one day.
I'll be one available in one day.
It's close to impossible yeah. in LA.
And then if you have to move it, have you had to move one? Where
I have.
Oh my God, yes.
You might as well just cancel the whole thing.
Yeah, honestly, you send out the email, you're like, hey.
So it's gonna be shot on an iPhone. So shot on an iPhone 7.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, I feel that.
So that'll be like my peak in my pit.
I can what about you? See. God, you hit me out of nowhere. Like I didn't know. She needs more
time.
This.
I need more time. I'm literally not ready.
Marinate while I talk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll marinate.
Okay, I'll tell you, which I was talking to you, I feel like, about this and you. I'm going to Florida, which I guess is not technically. It is the peak of my week, even though I haven't done it yet. We're going to look at houses because I want to buy a house there. Mm. So I'm going there this week to go house hunting. And so I'm very, 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 very excited. Like it's all I can think about. Like I haven't even.
That's
like,
so fun.
Because I know I'm going to buy one. Like I have it.
It's happening.
So it's very fun. You know, that point in your life where you get to that. So it'll be an investment property. We're not going to move there, but. I'm like on the edge of my seat to get there. Plus I love being on the East Coast in that area because it's like home and I haven't been there in forever. So I'm excited. What was my pit?
We have a question about that. So I heard that in Florida, like let's say if you have a house in Florida and like let's say you go bankrupt, like they can't, like the government can't take your house.
Correct. They can't touch your assets.
Is that true?
Really?
Yeah. So how does that work? I think it's the only state in the United States where the law is, you know, if you file for bankruptcy, they can't touch your assets in Florida. I don't know why.
Well, like, wouldn't everyone file for bankruptcy in Florida then?
What's the loophole?
There's got to be something.
There's got to be a loophole for sure. I'm not planning on filing. By the way, I'm not buying this to file.
Oh my God. Manny's over here planning her demise.
I'm like, Laura.
I'm so sorry.
I am not buying to file.
I have no intentions, just an investment property, but we'll also use it sometimes for fun.
Oh, for sure. I can't wait to actually go out there.
I'm going to take him there.
Yeah, I want to go.
But what's my pit?
My pit was a doozy. Photo shoot's a doozy.
I don't know. I feel like, Katie, you tell us your something good and then I'll come back.
Okay, deal.
I want to say my pit is also planning a shoot. I'm just going to kind of steal that.
That's
because
fine.
It's on my horizon every single day. And I like can't get myself to like really dive in,
yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of like a little stressed about that.
What's the hardest part for you in planning that? Like what stresses you out the most?
Gosh,
everything.
I would say just trying to get like the budget obviously is like, you know.
Yes.
You're like trying to find hair, makeup, models, like, how do I do that?
For freaking marketing.
That's definitely a thing. I would say that more so than the scheduling part.
Yeah.
Although scheduling used to be a big thing because I would do it so like once I would get production, it was like I would shoot and then the next week I would launch. So I would do everything within a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Not a lot of sleep was happening, but I'm getting better at that now.
Like
so I feel like I'm getting better at that, but still just like trying to get everything to like, you have to make it make sense.
Right.
You know, and it's like,
totally.
It's a lot.
Also, not dropping like 10 G's on a photo shoot is like hard to do.
Girl.
When you have that many freaking people.
I mean, I feel like if you have like one model, then
we were talking you're
about there. Literally. It's wild model like hair, how expensive makeup, it can
photographer,
be.
Photographer, renting a space. The space. If you're going to use a space, I mean, if you're going to do wardrobe.
People don't even realize. I don't think people realize how intense
director. Photo shoots are. Depends on what all you're going to do. But yeah, they're a lot. They cost a lot of money. If you see brands like these big budget makeup brands doing these elaborate shoots, just not know they probably drop 30 to 50 grand.
Oh, at least.
At least.
I would say even more on big productions.
I get a little envious, I'm not going to lie, sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, but you know what, though? I feel like big brands use such big production, like they do video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, that was my experience working with some beauty brands is like they would want to do a video and then they would bring in this huge production company, but it's like we all knew how to do the lighting ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So it's like, you know, they're spending like 20K. Probably on this team of people where it doesn't even look like how they wanted it to look at the end.
Exactly. You know? I also feel like in the space, like the more organic and like almost like iPhone shoots to me feel more real and almost, I don't want to say sell more, but like are more real to the customer.
Yeah.
More attainable, more real than the up and overdone shoots, which I think both obviously work great, but I also see a future in a less produced shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a photographer that literally charged 40 grand for the photos and the editing after. I didn't pay it and I did not. It wasn't through me.
That's glam.
And I'm like, girl, if you can charge and people are paying it, work.
Yeah. Work
yeah. Diva, work. But I was like, I remember thinking, I'm like, 40? for the photographer and edits after.
That's tough.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Okay, so you guys didn't say your peaks yet. Pits. Your pits.
Did you? I didn't say my pit. My pit? Gosh. I have such a perfect life.
I'm like, if you don't have a fucking kid right now.
I'm kidding. I definitely have plenty of pits. It's just because, you know, when you ask someone and your like brain goes,
the gag is that Laura knows that should we have peak and pit.
Can you tell me what my pit is? You were with me.
Oh my God. The rim.
Tyler doesn't know about the rim.
Oh.
Girl, I took the black
curb
ranger.
Something?
I curbed it. The black ranger.
Oh
rim.
No!
You guys,
I did do that.
A little
that
grind.
Was, I would
a little
say bump that's
and grind. A little bump and grind. It was so late at night. We were in the McDonald's drive-thru.
We were a little.
If you
like,
can catch Laura anywhere, it's a freaking drive-thru. Okay. If you can find her anywhere, it will be in a drive-thru. When I saw you at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru that one morning, I was like. Of course.
Mm-hmm. What? Horse. Where else do you think
I am? It was like grand opening weekend too. Like,
oh my God, Laura told me this. She's like, I saw
like,
Kitty
it's
there.
So embarrassing, and we're both there. Like, you know.
I'm like, I thought this was a joke. I'm like, no, I'm here. I'm here.
With my Dr. Pepper.
I had like a t-shirt, a Chick-fil-A t-shirt.
Yeah.
Imagine.
She had her little cow mask on.
I'm like, oh my God. No. Imagine.
With ears, little moo ears.
One day you're going to walk up and I'm going to be taking your damn order. I know. But I'll stop going.
I know. Oh my God.
That is so funny. I love it.
Stay in the drive.
No, but honestly, when we were driving and you hit it.
It was like
I would do. I would imagine like a skateboarder that goes like on like a rail,
literally grinding.
It literally ground.
It just kept going. I was like, ground. Get off the curb! When it gonna stop?
Wait, no,
the best part is when you grind and you have to keep grinding to get out.
That's what was happening.
It's like you realize it and you have to keep.
But I had to keep moving.
You have to keep going.
Or like we're on the curb. Yeah,
we would have gotten our McChickens, dude. We needed to commit.
I had to commit to the curb.
You had to commit.
I would give that a pit.
That was a pit.
That was nasty.
I know. I have a peak. I just like literally am blinking so hard right now.
Honestly, just getting out of bed could be a peak.
They call me an optimist. What was
just
my
getting out of
peak?
Bed is a peak.
Did you work out? Did your dogs do anything fancy?
I went to Pilates again this week.
Boom.
I ran on my treadmill. I got a new treadmill.
Well, there you go.
You got the curvy run.
I got the curve one. Dude.
Is it nice?
I love it so much. I used to train on it like years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you loved it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Do you run like fast, like on it?
I do
like,
sprints.
It's not like the 12:30. It's like running.
This is a sprinter.
I'm a sprint. I'm a sprint girl.
I think she's absolutely not. No, I would never do 12:30. I'm like, no, it's fine.
My biggest insecurity is working out in front of people.
You know what I was just thinking the other day?
So insecure. What?
Okay, so I don't have that, like, just being around people, but I see on TikTok, when there's so many people film at the gym now.
So much content.
You know, get your content. But then they'll do, like, a replay of somebody they saw in the background, and they zoom in, and I'm like, I would be so paranoid if
I didn't have
like, my own home gym, you know, and I was going.
It's part of the reason I don't go to a gym, but I'm going to sign back up because I...
Some gyms, like, you can't have your phone out.
Oh, really?
And that the one that...
They film...
We go to you can't thank record God, your stuff.
Because I'm gonna be that bitch.
Yes,
you can't have your phone at the Knox.
No, you can't like you can't be recording. Like you can't do any of that. So you can be out yourself, like you can't whatever, but you can't yourself, be recording though. Your stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, you
because
can.
Of the
that's
clients
nice
there.
Sometimes it's like I get
that's why I go
to get
it.
Your content or whatever. But at the same time, I don't want to be in the background of somebody.
Girl, I'm gonna
like,
be
because sometimes I might be looking like, oh damn, you know they're doing it, and they'll think I'm like
checking them out
or judging them or whatever, and I'm just like. That's traumatizing.
They're gonna
can you
get me
if you
for doing something stupid.
I would faint.
Me doing everything wrong.
You're on the fly machines actually flying like
jumping around.
I'm like, hey.
Wait, I can rock actually, I can see that for her.
No, I can too. That's why that. It scares me. That's why I'm like, no, you have to go to that one. Because I want to make sure you're not going
to
be doing that.
That would happen to me.
That would happen
I
to
know.
You.
One time I posted, okay, like I was like, I called him almost crying. I posted, I was like, I'm going to post myself doing some squats.
Oh
I'm going to get into this fitness thing because I work out. You know, my thing, but I don't share
risky,
any of
man.
It. Right? So I'm like, let me just do a few for IG story. When I tell you by the time I got to my DMs, 50 million people just told me that, like, how can you do a squat that wrong? Like, how can it be
no,
that
I'm
wrong?
Telling you.
How? What?
Oh
no, I totally believe that. That's literally why I like stopped posting fitness stuff because it's like, I can't take it.
I
can't take
shocked.
It.
You guys, and it was so sad because Lauren was so cute. Her story is doing your fucking...
She was like serving like fitness girly, huh?
No, she was. She's like... And her Gymshark, I was living.
I was wrecked.
And then the wait, fucking DM.
Did you delete it or did you leave it up?
I left it up and stayed strong, but I know that shit got nasty in them DMs.
Oh,
I just quit looking at them, but I was like, God, I ain't never been told I did something this wrong.
No.
And then you're like,
what?
I'm not posting again.
And I said, and I still to this day have not posted me doing a workout. And I was already insecure, so can you imagine what's going on now?
Oh, no.
Mentally unwell.
Mentally
in the gym,
through.
I'm going to be looking at people like, don't look at me.
No, but that's the cool thing about going to that gym is literally like they're not looking at you.
I used to go there before COVID.
I did too. Well, not before COVID, but right whenever I moved into the area. But the only thing is I fucking hate the parking.
The parking. I couldn't do it.
I can't. Oh, really? It stresses me out to get in there.
Yeah. You know, I took the Jeep. I went down one day and I was scraping. And that's like one of my worst on the top. I was like,
that's like,
oh,
I feel claustrophobic.
Shut
I can't.
Up.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. I feel claustrophobic.
Yeah, and then like it's like a school too,
yeah.
And you share, and I can't.
And a bunch of offices too.
Yeah.
It's chaotic. People fight for spots in that tight parking deck,
right.
And I will freak out.
No, I can't.
I'm about to like be like Ubering up there. I could Uber. It's like a 2 second drive.
I'm dead. If you Uber, please let me know. That's the most LA thing I've ever heard in my life, and I love
I'll
it.
I'll Uber to the gym 2 minutes away.
Well,
you could run there.
Absolutely not.
Like, you could
she
run
can
there.
Literally walk, and she's
no,
like ordering her little Uber.
She's like Uber black.
It like takes me. It's like get out.
Wait,
thank
you should
you,
get
sir.
One of those little electric scooters. You ever take those?
I have an electric bike.
The bike, dude.
Yeah.
But then I
she
have to lock
it
up
she
in Idaho.
It.
No, she
it's still on my daggum bike.
No, you wouldn't do it.
She's not doing
it.
And those are expensive.
Very. It was like almost $2,000.
Those are pricey. That face.
Yeah. Yeah.
That face you just made. That's my favorite gay face of all of them. I want you guys to do a playback of like this.
We need a playback.
It was literally like.
We need a playback.
Oh, no.
We're going to go
no,
on a break.
It was,
wait,
yeah,
it,
we're going to go on a break.
It's a break.
Oh, we got a break.
Yeah,
we got
a break. I will be right back.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, guys, and we are back. Katie.
And we got some questions.
And we got some questions we want to ask you. And yes. I feel like we always ask our guests, like, how do they start in the space that you're in the beauty world? Lifestyle.
How did I start? As it rains down.
As it rains down. How did it happen?
Okay, so I was working at Target.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Are you serious?
No.
I swear to God, I didn't
you
know that either.
You always learn something new from
Yeah, me. I was working at Target, and I just got to a point. I was there for like 3 years. I was like, I physically, like, I can't. I
What'd
literally
you do there?
I was like a floor manager kind of thing. Okay. So it was, and I opened up a new store right before, and I was just like, it was the most work I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go through another Black Friday. Like, I can't, I just can't do this. So I was like, let me just take a couple months off. Take a breather, maybe a month until I go find like another job.
Right.
And then that's when I started building a website, and I was like, oh, let me, this is like when blogs were cute, you know? So it's like build a little blog, have fun with makeup. Cause like I was always the girl at the store. Like I would have a full face on.
Oh, wow.
Starting at 4 in the morning, it did not matter.
Stop.
Full face. Eyeliner.
I love
she
that.
Was a glam girl.
Yeah, super glam.
Well, you just liked it.
I did. It was like literally the only, like people be like, why do you put makeup on? I'd be like, literally it's the only part of my day that I like. Can I please have
please,
this?
Yeah. Please,
can I have this one moment?
Can you just let me have this like hour in the morning where I get to myself? And so then I started a blog and I did that. And then John was telling me like, oh, you should do YouTube. Like I always love makeup. I love playing with it, but I didn't know like, I wanted to do something with it, but I didn't want to work in retail.
Right.
And I didn't want to be like a freelance makeup artist.
Freelance.
Like I knew I didn't want to do those things. So I was like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know what it is that I want to do.
Right.
And so he was like, you should do YouTube with your blog. And I was like, I don't want to be on video. Like, absolutely not. Like cause I just don't like.
And back then too, it's like taboo to like film yourself. Like it was weird. It was weirder, way weirder than it is now.
And what's the time frame of this? Like what year is this like where you're going to start? 2014, yeah.
Okay. 2014, 2015, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I like don't like attention. Like I don't like I was like literally like I can't think of anything worse that you're telling me to do right now. Like it sounds so hard. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, just try it. And so I literally filmed just to have like a video to put on my blog. Like not thinking that a YouTube, I didn't really know much about YouTube. I didn't know it was like a thing that people watched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John was big in it, but like I wasn't really. And so then I started doing that and like I loved it. I was having so much fun, like filming, play. It was like an excuse to buy makeup, whatever.
Absolutely.
And then I was like, all right, I got to get back to like real life now. You know, I got to go to a job.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have to get a job. John was like, you should do this full time. And I was like, you know, LOL.
Were you making money at that time, 2014, like on AdSense?
Yeah.
That was still happening, right? 2014.
Probably, yeah. I started before that. I started in 2013 and I was making money.
It was making money. Okay, I didn't know that you could, but I didn't know it was like a career. I mean, it wasn't really, right? Like at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't, yeah. And I didn't think that like I would ever get to a point where I could. Mm-hmm. And I was not like a big risk taker in terms of like not going back to work. And I was like, let me get my job. Like I need to do this. And then I ended up getting a job at Sephora headquarters.
Wow.
Oh shit. Nice.
Like if I ever got my foot in the door there, I was like, my dreams are coming true. I don't care what I do here. Like literally any job here I'll take.
That's so cool.
And so I ended up through a friend getting a job there. And then I was doing that and like the blogging on the side. And so I was kind of like doing a little bit of both. And I remember one of the managers there, she like gave me one of the new Sephora collection launches. She's like, oh, I heard you're like a blogger. And I was like, oh my god, free.
It was gratis
lipstick. Yeah, I literally got free, and I had never been so excited in my whole life. I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe like my job thinks it's like cool that I can do that. And I was doing both of it anyway. So I was doing that, and I was only there for like 3 weeks before I ended up moving down to LA. And that
you
was like,
no way.
Yeah,
you
it was the stop. Hardest. Like at the time, I was what, like 20? Fuck, dude, I'm like 24 maybe.
So young.
And I was like, I'm literally at my dream job right now, working in San Francisco, like at Sephora headquarters. Like I finally got my foot in the door, and now I'm like, do I take this leap and move down to LA, or do I stay here? Like, what do I do? And it was the same manager. She was so sweet. She was like, I had lunch with her, or coffee or something, and she was like, you have to go.
Oh.
And she was like, if for some reason it doesn't work out, or you know, whatever, like you can always come back. And I was just like,
oh my god,
yeah,
that's so sweet.
I bet she looks at you now like, damn.
Oh my, I think about that conversation. I remember having that with her, and I'm just like, wow, like she really, because it was like a security thing for me, like leaving, you know, leaving a job like that. I always grew up thinking like you need to have like you know,
security,
a paycheck, and
and like constantly,
you know, like
40 hours,
you know what I mean?
Week.
Yeah, like having an employer.
9 to 5, that's what makes.
I
you
wasn't
successful.
Like really familiar with being like self-employed and all of that. It was really scary to me, and she just really like gave me that little extra boost. And like John was super supportive, but she was just like, "No, you should go do it." And I was
wow.
like,
"Wow,
okay."
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And was it Ipsy that was calling you to LA?
Yeah.
Because Kristen mentioned when she was on that, like, she got a call, and it was just, like, life-changing.
And it was, like, I thought it was, like, a scam email. I'm like,
totally.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Totally.
Like, and I had only gotten an email from, like, one brand to send me product.
So you're, like,
a hair brand or something. And I was just, like, what? And I was so, it was probably, like, I don't remember how many months it was into actually starting my channel. And I was just, like, what? Like, what? It was just like crazy. I didn't understand what was going on. I had no idea.
Wow. But.
That is so wild.
That is so crazy.
Like, I did not know it was like so quickly from like you working at Sephora to going down like to LA, boom.
Yeah.
It's like it was meant to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you were one of the first Ipsy people.
Like I was like, are you? Like at the end of first gen.
Okay.
Got it.
You know what I mean? I was like kind of like not the core start, but like one of the newer ones. Yeah.
I feel like I remember it being like that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. And then, okay. So you moved to LA. You're with Ipsy. You and John live here, right?
Yeah.
And John moved with you here. Yep. John lived with you in the Bay?
Yeah, we both lived together in the Bay Area, and then we got our U-Haul, drove down.
How'd you meet John?
Yeah, how did you meet John?
In college, we went to-
I remember you told me that.
Yeah, he was from the Bay Area. He went to Sonoma State. I went to Long Beach State my freshman year. Could not handle it.
Wait, like just college life?
Oh my God, I was a mess. Like failing classes.
Me
like
too.
I was just like, I cannot-
Me too.
I don't know how I had the smarts to actually be like, if I stay here, I will not graduate. Like it won't happen.
Yeah.
I don't know how I was like
street
coherent
smart.
Enough to like realize that, but
that's
I ended up moving back.
I realized it too. Like, I dropped out. Smart. I realized.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I realized.
Yeah.
This isn't it. And it's then like, I dropped out to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is nuts.
I knew.
Dude.
It's so wild.
I knew. I had the tingle.
You felt it.
I felt
it. Do you not think though, like how at that age was I able to like comprehend that? Because sometimes I look back and I see stuff I did. I'm like, wow, you're a fucking idiot.
We all know super chat.
My ignorance was bliss.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing was so technically irresponsible or so risky. I didn't. Now I can acknowledge it like that because I know too much.
Right.
But I didn't know enough then to know like how risky I was taking it. So it was like bliss because I was like, and it's probably same for you. You're like, okay. You know, I was like,
yeah,
we'll see what happens. And then it worked out.
Then you just make it happen.
But if I knew too much information, I probably would have weenied out of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. For sure. I know. It's so weird. Being that young, like that. Making like real life decisions. Like it seems really weird now, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I can't believe all the good decisions I made. I made a shit ton of bad ones too.
Right.
Then you learn from the bad ones and you're like, you make the better correct decisions once you've gone through like some of the shitty ones. Yeah, and you're like, I needed to make that bad decision to like get a good decision.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But I feel like, so you were at Ipsy, and then how long were you there with them for?
Oh my God. Was it like two years? Three years?
Probably something like that.
So I feel like when I went down there, I had no idea what like YouTube was really all about. Like I didn't know the beauty industry in terms of like influencers. Like, I mean, that was all kind of happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? It was all like happening at the same time. But, and then also coming into LA.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Like
a clusterfuck.
It was a clusterfuck. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm really grateful that I had like John and I kind of went through that together because.
Oh, yeah. You had a support system.
Oh my God. I was like the first, I had a really hard time adjusting.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Like just the whole like lifestyle and like everything up in Northern California was so casual.
Yeah.
And remember like all the events starting in LA, like going to beauty events and stuff.
That
and
it was started like, those years.
That's when it started.
All that, and it was like just getting dressed. I can't even tell you like the stress that I would go through, like trying to get ready for these events. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I didn't know like where to shop or like, and everybody's like, you need to wear a dress. And I'm like, I would rather die, but okay, I guess that's what I have to do.
Right.
Oh my God. I had such a hard time. And then like,
look at you now. You do great.
Yeah, no, you do. You literally do. You did amazing. You have a freaking clothing line. Yeah. No, it's honestly so wild to think back like at those beginning events. Like they were all kind of starting at the same exact time. And I feel like that's when we all like, met each other.
Yeah.
For like the first time. So
okay,
it's, like,
we always
events.
Ask people, I don't remember that. Where did we meet?
I remember I like have a very vivid photographic memory. For some reason I see you. It was when they did the Thirsty Thursday nights.
Oh my God, yes.
Yep. And we had to go.
Yep.
And
I didn't know you guys had to go to that, by the way. I would go, I had like two or three girlfriends that they would be like, oh, let's go to Thirsty Thursdays. And I'd be like, sure. And we'd go and like, they wanted to be Ipsy girls. Mm-hmm. And I was learning like, what is that? What is, what are you wanting to be? And what it sounded like to me, I was like, this is not what I want to do. But so many of my friends wanted it so bad. I was like, is this what I have to do to be successful? Like, if you're not an Ipsy girl, do you? So like, there was a moment there. I was like, do I want this? And like, they would like try to talk to all the Ipsy people and get in. And I'm like, I don't want this. Mm-hmm. And I quit going to the events because I was just like, it was nice to meet brands. Cause at the time, you know, we didn't all know brands, I was like, this is not the career I planned for myself.
Yeah.
So I quit going.
Which I mean, independent was like, I don't think, are there MCNs anymore? Like, I don't
know. I don't think they are anymore.
I don't even think there are anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thing.
But I remember there was also, like, a very painful phase-out period for a lot of people that were in MCNs, like, Style.
Oh, yes. Style Hall?
Style Hall, yeah, that's what it was.
I was a part of Style Hall.
Oh, you were a part of Style Hall?
But I had a nice, like, my contract was up, and I just left.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, when they shut down.
I remember hearing a lot of things of, like, people trying out and everything.
Multiple stories.
Yeah. Like, they weren't getting paid out because they were, like, closing down.
Yeah. Oh God!
Yeah, people like, because you know, like a lot of times with people when they sign on with MCNs, they're guaranteed a certain amount of money.
Yes, you are.
But because they go bankrupt, where are they getting the money from?
Oh no!
So imagine
they
go bankrupt
and they don't. They're going to Florida.
They're going to Florida.
No, literally, like it's like. No, but that's like, I remember hearing about that too. Like that was such. But also, like back then, I feel like a lot of us that were going to those events didn't really have managers.
No,
we didn't have teams.
Dude, we were just free fucking floating around.
That was it.
We didn't have no freaking like no PR, no nothing. It literally was just like us meeting the brands, just like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Now it's so drastically different.
Which aren't you kind of great? I'm kind of grateful that like in the beginning, I mean, I was with Ipsy, so it was different. But like, I am grateful for that whole like. Because it's so different now.
It's so different.
Like, how much did you learn through that, like, literally chaotic period in time?
So
everything.
Much.
Yeah.
You learned everything.
Yeah.
I met everyone, too.
I met everyone, and we all, I feel like, clung together a bit tighter because everybody was trying to figure their shit out because we were, like, pioneering something that hadn't existed yet.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's not the same. It's so different. I won't say it's negatively not the same, but it's, like, I don't know. I think it was part of our success in how we all bonded together.
Yeah.
You know, like and we all like, fed each, off each other.
Yeah. And I feel like COVID had an even crazier effect on everything to where huge it's like effect. 10 times more different now than it was before.
COVID exactly. was honestly, I personally think COVID was the thing that changed everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The beginning of 2020. Mm-hmm. And now we're like, what, in 2022? Like it's drastically different. And it's crazy because even like events are going on now. I'm like, I don't really want to go as much. Yeah. Like it makes me like not, I'm not as inclined because of how used to being home I am mm-hmm. where I'm like I'm almost like forcing myself to like get out there to like want to experience things again because I don't really want to. I, for so long we didn't.
Right. Yeah.
You know that I'm like, okay, Manny, you have to get out there. Like yeah. you can't be a hermit like the whole day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I still kind of,
you're like,
I hermit, dude, I do. But I went through like a really long, I mean, I was telling Laura, I didn't do a sponsor. I haven't done a sponsored anything in like over a year.
Oh, wow.
I literally, like it was the beginning of COVID. Before that, it was, I would say probably 6 months before that, I was really going through some, I don't know what I was going through, but I was just like, what, like when you're just like, what is the point of life kind of thing?
Right. You know? Totally, like, what am I totally. Doing?
And it was just, do you remember the events? Mm-hmm. It was so many events and it was just like,
but it's like that again, kind of.
Is it like that again?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot. And I was like, dude, I have to pull back. I have to figure something out. And then I did. And I went to that retreat thing that I went on and mm-hmm. then COVID happened. So literally everything stopped.
Yep.
And I was just, I literally had to pull back from like going to like, I was like, I can't do it right now.
I feel like COVID really helped me during that time or like, honestly, that whole year where we pretty much didn't hang out and like stayed at home. It helped me reevaluate everything I was doing, everything I was working on and like what my future looks like. But mm-hmm. I was going so fast. I never before that took the time to like take a complete week off and like evaluate. Right. And like, I had some really hard conversations with myself. Yeah. And like, mm-hmm. I looked back at like some of my footage or work I was working on and I was like, wow, you can do so much better. Like I really like almost found myself in a weird way, like refound myself.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I'm in my 30s now, which, you know, you learn so much about yourself in your 20s, but I feel like that was my year to like reevaluate everything. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like we were all kind of going through the doldrums. That's why. Like,
yeah.
You're like, we're like almost like in this like never ending cycle we were before COVID where it's like constantly you're, we know as beauty gurus, so we're going to like upload videos and we're going to go to these events and we're going to do like this mm-hmm. beauty guru life.
Yes.
But it changed. And then we're like, wait, like, do we even really want this beauty guru life?
Yeah.
That's
you start like, to reevaluate it and you're like, wait, I actually don't even know if I am down. Like I thought I had to be,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, it tells you that like you kind of just like kind of thought it needed to be that because that's what it was for so long.
Yeah.
Especially like being like bigger creators. It was like, you had like this like, thing you had to like keep up with.
Did you feel like if you didn't go to something, did you feel like guilty? Like,
whatever you're about to say,
absolutely.
Yes.
I would feel FOMO for not going. I would feel like, I'm going to fall off. Yeah, I'm going to fall off. I'm going
to become irrelevant. And you had to like hang around and like do all these things. Mm-hmm. And then there was so much pressure.
Be seen with everyone.
To be seen with everyone. That was the pressure I would feel.
Yeah.
So I feel too.
Now I don't give a
same.
Like, I'm happy to be seen with people because I love them and I appreciate them. You know,
no, it's fun. Yeah.
But like, the pressure's not there. I'm not trying to do it for any other reason than organically.
Being right. Like, if it's like, hey, if I can't make it to that event that day, it's okay. Whereas before, it was like, no, I'm going to kill myself to like try and get to that because I need to go.
Yeah.
And then I'd be there like just like wobbling around like this, feeling just gross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my self-help books, and we were talking about this today because I was actually at an event earlier, but we were talking about like being so hungry and wanting something, but there's a fine line in like chilling the fuck out, which is when you can't make it, don't go.
Mm-hmm.
And like putting your best foot forward and working hard, like there's a line in there where it's like you shouldn't be overly hungry where you're doing crazy shit mm-hmm. to make it happen. Like organically, if you want something, it'll come to you.
Right.
Yeah, like putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that energy's gonna come back. But with that, no, we're gonna take a quick break.
Oh, another one, my God.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, we're back. And by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about 30 years now that we're back, but I just want to say Manny's wearing the new 30 years.
That was so cute. Katie, so corny, but so cute.
Katie, I did not DM you, so I didn't get this, but I'm going to go ahead and hit you up. Okay. I'm wearing the 30 years tank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cute. I wear it all the time. I've worn it so much, it's no longer white. It's starting to get dingy because I've worn it. It's like that.
Do you need another one?
I was fishing. Well, I mean, I will gladly buy it, but this is one of my favorites because it just kind of goes with everything.
Yeah,
it does. Put under your shackets and everything. So
I love that.
I am a block away, so you know.
I'm going to come knocking on the door.
I'm literally so close.
Hey, so we need some more items.
Yeah.
I'll never be walking here,
but I am close.
Yeah, good. No, you shouldn't be, as you shouldn't be. By the way, we have to ask, because we ask this in every single episode. About the worst and best brand experience.
Oh, I want to know. I want to know.
We have, that's like,
RT.
You love.
Do you remember when I was like literally live audio texting you guys while I was watching that podcast when you were talking about brand trips? I would like stop every 5 minutes and I'd be like, you bitches.
It's so true. You'd be like, I can't believe you said this.
So many people had a lot to say about the episode.
Oh my God.
In a way, like, I can't believe we heard it.
I've always been really entertained by you guys, but I feel like you talked about some things that I was like,
like these fucking bitches.
I was impressed.
Honestly,
that's not an easy thing to talk about because it's like, how can you complain about
such an experience?
Like, such as a cool
and sure, there was
shit,
a little
you know?
Kickback, but I've come to the conclusion, if you talk about anything other than rainbow and butterflies, there's going to be kickback.
Yeah.
Someone's going to have something to bitch at you about.
That's true.
And so did get a little bit of like, how dare you be ungrateful?
Yeah.
And then 90% mm-hmm. were like, no, bitch, we got you.
Yeah.
Like, we get
oh,
it.
That's good. That's
yeah.
good. That's good.
The majority was very understanding. Yeah. I think at the end of the day too, like, we're not saying we're not grateful for something, but we're not going to mitigate our actual experience because we're trying to like soften the blow for people right. to hear what we actually have
well,
to say
like
about
true,
something.
It's like real life too.
It's real. Like, that's what's genuinely happening to
it's
us.
Like-
so we can't like, what are we supposed to do?
I'm going to tell you, you can take any person who's never gotten a free trip before and put them exactly in that spot and require all those requirements for them. By the time they get home, they're going to be feeling a similar life.
Oh, yeah.
Be like,
yeah.
What was that?
Or if it was something like super jarring, they had to wake up. They were super busy the entire day from like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. going. You're going to feel tired.
When have you ever gone to get to go to bed at 10 p.m. on a grand trip ever?
Did you notice like towards like the end of like the that world, it mm-hmm. was like the trips were getting shorter but like further away.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, I need my, like, I need like a few, if you want me to like look cute, yeah. I need a little bit of like time to sleep, like when I get there, you know?
Oh no, it'd be like plane lands, dinner in 30 minutes. Yoga. Yoga after dinner. And then club. What?
No, literally, you put anyone in that situation, by the end of it, they're going to feel a little tired.
Yeah.
So like if we're saying, oh, we got tired from the experience, people could understand that because that's literally like, put anyone in that situation, you're going to feel a little tired.
Yeah.
And jet lagged.
Dude, the jet lag was so bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But you have to tell us your experience.
Okay.
I feel like you're trying to go around the bush here.
I'm trying to think. Like,
and you don't have to say Brent, obviously, names.
Well, obviously.
But if you want to, you don't
obviously.
Want.
Obviously. I feel like some of the ones that stand out are like the jet lag where it would be so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one, actually. There was one that was really, really...
Give it to us.
She found
it. It was so far away and like... Wait, do you ever feel the need to be like, I'm really grateful that I got to go, but...
Hell yeah.
Every time.
I know, okay.
I'm so grateful.
So it was really far. I want to say the travel was like at least 15 hours, probably. Ooh.
That's full, amazing.
You know what I mean?
That's
amazing. And it was like dinner when you get there and then wake up at like, you know, meet at 8 a.m. kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I remember I think it was, we were only there for like one full day.
What?
No.
It might have, I think it was two full days, maybe. So it was like the next day.
For 15 hours.
Yeah, it was really, really far.
Goodbye.
And I remember like,
it's okay. This is a safe place.
Is it though?
She's like,
I just remember like this was the time where I was like, hey, it was like one of those things where I was like, you know what? If I can't go, I can't go kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was like I did all the activities and it ended up being like there was one time where it was like a 5-hour car ride.
Ooh.
Situation. There was like and then it was like, okay.
I think I remember.
Do you remember? And then there was like, it was like the fair, like the goodbye dinner order. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel physically ill. Like, I just need to like eat here at the hotel. Sleep. I can't do it. And it was like, it was a thing. It was like, you know, she's causing trouble. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, dude, I really like, and I had to do, it was like, I had to do like a vlog or a video or something. And I felt like I didn't have any time to actually get that stuff. And they were unhappy with the content that I made for that because I didn't get enough stuff in my room. And I was like, I was never in my room.
There was never moment where I got to rest.
And it was one of those times where I was just like, I felt so frustrated at the end. I was just like, man, like, I feel like I really could have done a good job. Yeah. But like, you didn't give me the chance.
But then that's your fault, Katie.
It's my fault.
That's your fault. Because you're being the diva.
Right. But then I felt like such a diva too for like, and I was like, dude, I literally cannot go to this dinner. I'm going to throw up from like being so tired.
Yeah.
Because it was so far.
Yeah.
And it was like, literally the last day was like, or one of the first day was like, a 6-hour car, like driving.
My God. No.
I think it was 5 hours. It was something crazy. It was like, that's wild. I was just like, I felt physically ill.
I mean, that's like insane for that amount of travel and that many days. Like, normal person would do that and take 2 days to get acclimated and do nothing for those 2 days and then continue
and
with the trip.
It's like, obviously, when we're creating content, you want to do the best that you can. And I was frustrated with myself because I knew that I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm also like, oh, cool. Now the brand's pissed at me too.
Yeah.
Because I've
so got, it was just like a double whammy.
It was shit. Yeah, it was shit. And the other one I feel like is, it always revolves around food. Because you know, you never get to pick what you eat on a trip.
I have
my sweet Laura.
Very lightweight. Very lightweight. I have landed in LA weighing close to 90 pounds from some of these trips.
She ate just pastries with chocolate.
I had pastries and water.
Oh, so you're in France.
I was in France.
You were in Paris.
You're in Paris. I was in Paris.
I already know what trip this was too. I already know what trip this was.
I starved to death. That's okay though.
But it's hard. It's just hard, like when it's like you're just not accustomed to different kind of food.
One brand got really pissed and said me and another influencer were disrespectful because we didn't eat the meal that was in front of us.
It's so hard because you're not like that. I feel like none of us are difficult. Like, I'll literally eat, you give me McDonald's, I'll be fine.
That's maybe honestly chicken what tenders? I was Let's wanting. Yeah. But it was like a really odd meal and I was so hungry, but I was just like honestly, I would never, ever, ever eat this. But I wasn't complaining or asking for new food or sending it back to the kitchen. I was just sitting there being polite and continuing with conversation and being hungry.
You're thinking how when I get back to my room, what am I about to do?
What am I going
to
order?
Literally, what am I about to do?
Literally, I actually went to KFC in the country.
Oh my God.
In this country.
I'm dead. I did. We did that on one trip too. I remember we went to McDonald's right after the lunch because I was like starving.
And you didn't get any food that
didn't
you would
eat. Didn't get any food, yeah.
But you're not going to be rude and be order me this, because I feel like that would be the diva thing to do.
Yeah.
You just sit there quietly, enjoy the conversation, and then fix it when you leave.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, there was one. It was at a house. So it wasn't at a hotel. It was at like a house that was rented out. And it was in the state. It was
okay.
I'm not going to know. No, so we get there and it's literally, I think it was just like influencers staying there. Like, I don't think the team was staying there.
Oh,
I think they were staying somewhere else. And I remember there was no like food in the house. Like they would have somebody come and cook like breakfast.
But there was no food.
And it was, there's nowhere to go. It's not like a walk. It's a house, right? You're not like walking distance of anywhere.
Yeah.
So when the team was there the next morning, I was like, hey, I'm going to need to borrow your car.
I need to go grab some food.
You're an adult.
I will so hunt a turkey myself.
You're not going to stay in a house starving. Yeah. You're an adult.
And there was like, I needed like water. Like it was literally like, and so.
Manny would have.
We took the car. I was like, hey, I'm going to need a car. I'm like really hurting right now.
My pee is green. Yeah. I have to go get water.
You know, when you're like, I was a little hungover. I was like, I need to get out. I was like, I'm hurting right now. And so we went to McDonald's, got some food, and we went to the grocery store and stocked up on stuff for the rest of the weekend because we were stranded there. Like,
this has turned into a survival.
This is survival.
And I remember them texting us when we were out. They were like, hey, like, when are you coming back? And I was like, I've got some shit I got to do right now. I'll be back when I'm back.
I'm literally running errands.
If I had my own car, I would handle my own shit, but I don't. So, like, I got to do what I got to do.
I would die.
Yeah. I would have died.
Like, we literally just got snacks, waters, Gatorade.
It's like, do people not think if they were staying in a house, they might want to get some groceries? Why would influencers are human? Like, when they eat.
Well, on those 2-day Triumph Brand trips, they ain't human. They're supposed to be superhuman on those 2 days.
I remember that weekend, though, there was a lot that went on.
Like, okay.
I heard some really good stories from that weekend, too.
We need to have some of those influencers on full coverage so they can tell us about these stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I remember the one trip that people were talking about with, like, the throw up bags. I was not on that one, but
I know you weren't.
When I heard those stories, I was just like, whoa,
that haunts me hearing that.
Did you go on that one?
Mm-mm. I did. It there. Was me, but I didn't get played. If I see boat, I see Dremamine. Boat, Dremamine. Wow. Don't give a fuck. 20-minute ferry ride, Dremamine. You ain't playing me. And so I'm going around.
Yeah.
Did you want to take, I have some Dremamine. Yeah. No, girl, we're good. I'm like, okay. All of a sudden the whole boat is projectile puking
off the
board. I'm like la la la.
Wait, did anybody post it like while it was happening in real time?
I don't think so. I doubt it.
No one did.
I highly doubt that would have happened.
Mm-mm. And I guess on the way back, everybody was like, we ain't getting back on that boat, girl, because it was a long boat ride.
Yeah,
they had to get like airplanes, like small airplanes to take us back to our island, like book a ton of them.
I'm dead.
Isn't that crazy?
But like, like, that's just, you
imagine
just
the budget, the trip budget.
Have you noticed or have you seen this happen where a brand will charter like a jet to go to the location, but they put you in cars on the way back?
Mm-hmm. Sure have.
Like, girl, you didn't do round trip. They're like, we got them out here.
I know exactly.
Get the content.
I'm imagining like a very specific situation. Actually,
I
happened to me.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing of one and I got invited and I was like, no, I'm not going to go. I'm sorry. Just going flying out there for one night like and coming back. No. And what I didn't know is it was a bus ride back.
Yeah, it was a party bus back for me.
It was a party bus back. And or like they rented a bunch of cars and stuff, but people went there on a PJ.
I'm like, just throw that in the itinerary. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Just a heads up would be nice.
3-hour car ride back. Yeah. That should be in the itinerary. Three hour car ride back.
Let me know, do I need snacks? What to wear? And water. Do I need to go potty before I get into the ride? That's all I want to know. Don't I just need to prepare there. Myself, you know? Yeah.
Is it a 45-minute flight or a three-hour car ride?
Right.
Put it in the itinerary.
Yeah.
But then you might not go.
Know. Right.
There it is.
That's probably why they do it. That's why, yes. Like, no, we want to make sure that we can convince them to come.
So, yeah. Who did it to you?
I'm not saying, dude. I still work with them, the fuck? No. Not on this podcast, babes.
No.
Not on this
Absolutely
one?
Not.
Then whose podcast are you telling?
No podcast. But that goes into our next segment, which doesn't at all transition fail. But tell us about 30 years.
But anyway, tell us about 30 years.
Something more fun.
I mean, what do you want to know?
I mean, how did it even come to fruition, really? Like, when did you want to start, like, doing, like, almost like, would you say it's like a leisure line? Like, is that...
How yeah, I feel it? Like it's like a lot of it is it's kind of athleisure meets like athleisure, elevated streetwear.
Yeah, and I would say streetwear.
I really want to go. I'm going to start keep going down the elevated streetwear route. Gotcha. Also, it. Still love athleisure that. Too. But
yeah,
I've always wanted like I've really always wanted to have a clothing brand like for a really long time. I wanted to. I just felt like it was either stuff that fit really poorly, or even if you like dabbled in designer sweats. They fit so weird. Like they just like, I was like, oh, I really want like a nice sweat set. And then the fit was like really, really funky or like super long and skinny. And like, just, I'm like, who does this fit? You know, I'm just not long and skinny. You know?
Literally.
I'm not that body type, but I just felt like there was so many things that I wanted to like change functionality wise and like have more sizes and like a more broad size range. And so something I wanted to do for a long time. And then finally it was just like, all right, now is the time to like, really take it seriously and execute. Yeah. And it was fucking scary.
Well, it was a good leap because look at it now. Yeah. You're killing it.
Thank you.
It's so good. Thank you. I'm always so excited to see what's coming next, which what is coming next? I saw on your Instagram today you were posting, right? The leggings and all.
Oh, that's, we did a collab with Susie B.
That's what that
was. Her brand for Women's Day. So we did like both the brands. Yeah. So we did giveaway for some, like a R-Puffer gift card and then her leggings, sports bras.
That was really, really cute.
It was cute.
That video was cute too.
I was like, oh my God, that'd be so fun to do like a collab giveaway, which I've never, and we did like the reel together.
Great exposure. Right.
It was fun.
Yeah.
So we do have leggings coming out, which I feel like I've been talking about for a long time, but you know how long you can talk about something before it actually comes to fruition?
Sure do.
Yeah.
So somebody just help me plan this photo shoot and then we can get this ball rolling.
And then the leggings are coming out.
Yeah. Like literally, let's just go. Somebody just show up. Let's shoot it. So, and then this summer we have like a ton of color. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. So last year was really like, I wanted to do kind of like the staple pieces and very neutral colors that you can kind of mix and match a lot. And now I'm like literally like it's going to be.
Like, let's have fun with it. Yeah. Like intense color.
That's tons amazing. Of color. Yeah. I'm so excited because I love wearing color now. Like, I feel like I was like totally down for all neutrals. And now I'm like literally give me orange, give me blue. Like
it's been one of my goals to do more color this year.
Yeah.
So this year, every time I go somewhere, if I'm wearing something neutral, I need to counter it with something colorful, whether it be shoes.
Like a piece, like a piece.
I love neutrals with a pop of color.
Yes.
Like it's so cute.
Mm-hmm. It's a vibe.
It's cute.
It's cute. It's so cute, you guys.
Manny's not going to be participating in that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just feel like I wear like, very casual stuff.
Do you remember? I think it was last year. I was like, "Oh yeah, we're launching black sweatsets soon. I'll send you one when it's ready. Like I know you're waiting for that one."
He blacked out.
And then I saw her story. I said, "Give me the extra loose." I want it to fit really loose. And I honestly, and I love it.
30 years is so good. I literally have on the tank today. And then today at the event, I was wearing the white biker shorts underneath my like oversized shirt for like coverage, but it's so good. I will say it's exciting. And I was telling Jackie, candles are exciting. It's exciting to get things that aren't makeup. Not that I don't appreciate the makeup, but it's like when you get something like that, you're like, oh my God.
It's exciting. I completely agree. We've been in makeup for so long that it is like, it's fun to see something like different.
It and just is. Some, like it's people fun. Yeah. Working I'm excited. On other things. Yeah. I'm always excited to see what you guys are working on. You guys even did jewelry.
We did jewelry. We did tote bags.
The tote bags,
it's
everything.
So fucking cute. Yeah.
I took mine to Jackson Hole. It was like perfect. It literally came in the day we were leaving. I was like, this is literally
they sold
perfect.
Out so fast.
A blink. Like, are they coming back?
We'll see.
You're like, maybe.
Well, you know how fucking long it takes to restock something. Yeah. It's like,
yeah. And at the ports, like all the situations at the ports, so it makes it even harder.
I aired that shit in, which, you know.
Oh, I know that hurt. Oh, ouch. Aired in. Just kill me now.
I'm like, I don't know if you ever felt this way, but it was like launching it, you're already behind. Yes. Like after 100%. You launch, you're already like literally every, when you're scrambling in development, you're already late. Mm-hmm. It's like you're already late. So, I feel that
way literally all the time.
Yeah. I tell people whenever they're like, oh, I'm starting a brand or I'm getting into a brand, starting it. I'm like, just don't have a date for anything.
No.
Like, that's my advice. Like, don't be like, we're going to launch this on this day in April. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Especially like fashion being, I mean, everything has a season, right? But like, you know, if you have puffer jackets launching it in
summer,
like, summer, it's hard.
That's a tough sell.
It's hard. So it's like, if you got to fly it in, you got to fly it in.
Dude, that's so true.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's tough though. Like, I know, that's like coming out with the summer palette in winter.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not like wearing
tons of colors and stuff or something.
Yellows and
blues.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel that. No, I really, really feel that. But I think we could close off that with one more question.
This is my favorite
this
question.
This is Laura's favorite question. This is our last question.
We didn't ask Jackie this, so we're gonna phone her in an episode. Yeah. Hey, Jackie, I got a question. No, Katie, okay. If you got $1 billion tax-free cash liquid, what are you spending it on? Don't say family. Don't give me charity. We don't want to hear it. What are you spending it on?
She said tax-free.
She said tax-free.
Tax-free.
Did she say tax-free?
We ain't talking $500 million. We're talking about
Honey, we talking about you get the straight billion.
Oh, my God,
cut
dude.
The check.
Honestly, okay, I'd buy a house in San Marino.
Where's San Marino? Remind me.
Pasadena.
Got it. Oh.
Yeah.
Got
in
it.
The tree neighborhood.
Yeah, the tree neighborhood. Something, girl. You know, super cute. I would buy a house in probably Montana.
Love that. Yep.
Ooh. Like,
you need a good...
Love Montana.
I want one in Middle America for climate change. That's going to be the only inhabitable place, I think, in the United States.
And oh, my God.
I personally believe that. Oh, so that's God. Why I didn't
went
that. There.
We went there right now.
I'm scared.
Why do you think all the billionaires...
I don't even
want to
spend my money anymore.
No, me either. Should we just save?
I don't even want to spend my money.
Should we just fucking save? Yeah, or the sea level's going to rise?
No, it's smart. Get one in Montana. Perfect.
Okay, well, am I good in Montana? I could be in Montana.
Okay.
Besides the fires, you'll be safe.
Yeah. Okay. And then I would probably go, because I have like a shopping problem right now, I'd probably go on like an epic like traveling the world just to go shopping spree.
Girl.
Like, is that not the most materialistic
moment? We haven't heard that answer at all. I love that.
I mean, that's the realest answer ever.
That's so real.
Kristen, some of hers would like, she would have hair and makeup with her 24/7. That's like with her, like every day, like Kim, like wake up. I was like, that's a good one. Took us a while to get there with her. We're like,
it took us a while. We're like, no family houses.
Yeah.
That was me. That was me too. And I'm like, wait, we're past that.
Yeah. The thing is, we get it. You're gonna do that.
Right. Totally.
But let's move on and get to the juicy.
Let's get to the juicy stuff.
Because that's what people want to know. I'm buying a yacht for sure. Mm-hmm.
You want to buy one?
Yeah.
So I'm scared to own a boat. But I guess if I had that much money, it wouldn't really
matter.
That's
the thing. You wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And I would like to live at sea for a little while.
Wow, you got your Dramamine on deck, huh?
Literally
every single day.
Be like captain.
Literally.
Oh my God.
I would want a PJ. If I had $1 billion, I would definitely get a private jet.
You'd be Manny Air, like Kim Air.
Mm-hmm. I saw she decked out a new PJ, like all nudes.
She bought one. So genius.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
She bought like one of the best.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. She got a lot of money.
She inspires me though, but just because like she didn't win an Oscar and she's not some epic singer like Beyonce or like have that, but she like turned what she is into that.
Yeah.
She's an influencer. She's a creator. And she like OG. She's like the first, and like she turned it into what it is today. So like I'm like super inspired.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have the stigma, like, well, I have to do all these things to have that or to achieve that. Right. She's like, no.
Yeah.
You know? She works with Balenciaga and everything else.
You just have to, you know, the Balenciaga outfit that's just like
dude, I was Why did you have to do that?
Literally, what was happening?
When I saw that, I said, wow, that's so cool. They must have really like figured out a way to do the arms and the legs.
To move.
And then I saw her walking and I was like, they didn't figure it out.
That's Barbie walking.
Y'all have to look at the video.
When that popped up on my FYP, I couldn't even say anything.
I said nothing.
I was just like, I said nothing. But I was still like, I was like, you know what? I fucking like her. Like, you know what? I fucking like her. Yes.
No, okay, too. When I walk into an event with a tape outfit walking like that, y'all better say, I still like her.
I love her. I carry Laura in and drop her in the middle. Like this.
Manny's like taping you back up when you unravel.
Like, Laura, your tape's going to die.
In the middle of the floor. Hey, girl.
Hey, girly.
How are you?
That would be like an epic Halloween costume.
Dude,
for you, though.
So, honestly,
I wish it was
really
closer.
Funny.
I wish it was closer, though. You know,
yeah,
I'll
it's
forget
too
about
far
that.
Like if it happened
it's
in September,
people
would
be like, "Who are you?" By the time it's
wait,
September.
Did you see the Fashion Nova CEO that bought that house?
The house?
I sure did.
I
just wanted to
hell?
Touch on that before you guys.
No, what the fuck?
I said Fashion Nova.
I mean, we knew they were balling like that, though.
I mean, I knew. By the way, they're all down in Florida. So there ain't no bankruptcy hitting that house.
I'm going to be on Google tonight looking
at
Florida.
Wait, is that where the house is?
Yeah.
The one?
It is. It's in Florida.
Is the one in Florida?
No, it's here.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, right.
Like the big one,
but
the big
CEO's
one.
It's like found
NARS had the event at that house.
Yes.
That's the one he bought?
Yeah.
The crazy one. The insane one.
Yeah.
That's like 150 million?
It was supposed to be 500 million, but he bought it for like 140 or 150.
How did he get that discount?
Because no one's buying that.
It was at a auction foreclosure or something.
Oh, was that?
Oh, I did not know that.
Guys.
Katie coming in with the good.
Oh, my God. I can depend on Katie for the foreclosure tea.
So, Katie.
Katie, come in with the foreclosure tea. We were like,
Her John
and Katie with the foreclosure tea. We love to see it.
No.
John like gave us 50% of our information during that time. We were like, just see what John's doing.
John, what do you do?
If you guys are ever bored, you need to look up the story of that house. It's like so interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
Let's look it up.
Yeah.
God, dog Fashion Nova.
When you do your next, what episode are you going to do on conspiracies?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Maybe you talk about that house.
Maybe we should. Right,
we're gonna
we want to do a conspiracy
up.
Episode.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of like deep dive into some things.
I'm down.
Katie, this was so much fun.
It's a good time. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on.
I was pretty excited to be on the pod. Pretty excited.
And was it fun?
It was a good time.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
It was a good time. I can't really feel on my knee right now, but it was a good time.
We're gonna go for 45 minutes. It's gonna be like it's fully an hour. Long,
yeah. 3 hours
sure.
later.
Yeah, it's like we're fully an hour in for sure. But thank you so much for coming on. We
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
having
it.
Guys.
Well, of course, leave all your information linked down below. You guys, don't forget to check out, rate, subscribe, like the whole thing. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.